It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, the Brooklyn Cyclones are set to host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws on this Wednesday night on Coney Island. Hey, everyone, so great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. The Cyclones opening a six-game set. Normally when you hear that sentence, Justin, it happens on a Tuesday, but not the case as everything bumped back one day this week, a Wednesday. Game one between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore as the Cyclones continue what is this 12-game homestand. And tonight begins the back half of those 12 games against the Blue Claws. And last time we saw Brooklyn take the field, Justin, it was in very exciting capacity. The Cyclones, a 2-1 win over Hudson Valley back on Sunday. And a game that went right down to the wire. Didn't really have a whole lot of offense. We saw, of course, Jose Quintana and Eliezer Hernandez each make MLB rehab appearances for Brooklyn as well. But all told, a very solid ending to that homestand for this Cyclone squad that has now won four straight.
Yeah, Johnny, in that four-game winning streak, matching their longest of the season. Ironically enough, they have done it twice against a team I still believe with the best record overall in the South Atlantic League so far this year in Hudson Valley. And this is a Jersey Shore team that has not come to town since the first three games of the season and will not come to town again the rest of the campaign. Meanwhile, the Cyclones have to play yet another six games down in Jersey Shore. A strange schedule here in 2023, but right now Brooklyn, the only team in the second half with an undefeated record in the South Atlantic League, 3-0, six different home series this year, Johnny, six different walk-off victories for the Brooklyn Cyclones so far in 2023. Omar De Los Santos really creating the winning run on Sunday afternoon by himself, a bunt base hit, stole second, stole third, and scored on a two-strike wild pitch with two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. And right now, everything seems to be vibing for Brooklyn in a positive way, even with a lot of roster shuffling since we last spoke to you guys on Sunday.
Well, you mentioned Brooklyn's winning streak, and really at the forefront of that winning streak has been the pitching. I mean, you look at the past couple of games towards the back end of that Hudson Valley series. Since the second half has started, Brooklyn on Sunday, a 2-1 win. The day before that, a 2-0 win. The day before that, a 6-1 win. A lot of low total output in terms of the Renegades' bats, and that's a team that offensively was up there with the best of them in the South Atlantic League. But credit this Brooklyn pitching staff, credit the Brooklyn starters, the bullpen, really whoever has towed the rubber as of recently for the Cyclones. It just seems to be contagious right now with Victor Ramos, Brooklyn's pitching coach, with the rest of his arms that, hey, whoever goes out there, it doesn't matter who toes the slab. It doesn't matter if he's starting the game, ending the game. You take your pick. These guys are giving you quality innings and then some.
Yeah, and especially when you think about the fact that, look, if you give up three runs over a four-game span, odds are you're going to win a lot of ball games when you put that in that perspective. And really, you boil it down to a lot of different factors. Obviously, Tyler Stewart has been great all year long for Brooklyn, but Blake Tidwell has come into his own as of late. Yoander Suarez is pitching his best baseball of the season. Joshua Cornele stepped up in a spot start role on Saturday, and then just the bullpen in general. Paul Gervais and Wilkin Ramos among pitchers with 25 or more innings out of the bullpen this year. They've got the number one and number two lowest ERA in the entire South Atlantic League. And you throw that in there with the job that Eli Ankeny has done. We talked about Joshua Cornelli. Brendan Hardy has been outstanding. Joey Lantolotti in his two appearances has been great. Quinn Brody's been reliable all season long for Brooklyn. So when you're Victor Ramos and you're Chris Newell and have a plethora of different options to go to and feel confident about it on a day-to-day basis, and Robert Colina's pitching some of his best ball of the season, it says a lot to the hard work that the Cyclones are doing, not just when the game is on, but when the lights are off and nobody's in the ballpark doing some pregame and postgame work.
We even saw last time in the win on Sunday for the Cyclones, Yoander Suarez, someone who has normally been a starter and operated pretty much exclusively as a starter this year, come on and get some late-inning relief work as well. So, as you mentioned earlier, I think contagious is the word that best describes it when it comes to the effectiveness and the efficiency of this Brooklyn staff. And now it's time to find out if that carries over into tonight into a fresh set with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Justin, you alluded to some of the roster shakeup, some of the movement for this Cyclone squad as Brooklyn does roll into play tonight with really a bevy of moves. Ryland Thomas is now on this Brooklyn roster, getting the call up from Single-A St. Lucie. Both Cesar Berbessi and Stanley Consuegra activated off of the injured list, so Cyclone fans certainly happy to have Berbessi and Consuegra, really two regulars before they went down, back in this Brooklyn lineup. And then the corresponding subtractions, Jalen Palmer up to Double-A. A big congrats to Jalen as he is up in Binghamton with the Rumble Ponies. Eduardo Salazar option to Single-A St. Lucie. Scott Oda placed on the development list as well to create some room for those incoming players. So always an interesting time of keeping us on our toes when it comes to some of those roster additions, but we'll find out the greater, larger impact that it has on this Cyclone squad in the first of a six-game set between them and Jersey Shore. Starting pitchers tonight, Jeffrey Colon takes the mound for Brooklyn. Colon will make his 11th start and his 13th overall appearance on the year. Last time we saw Jeffrey, he failed to make it out of the first inning. So maybe a get-right start for him, perhaps. On the flip side, it's been the arm that the Cyclones have seen the most from a starting standpoint, more so than anybody else, at least in 2023. For the fourth time this season, they'll face Matt Osterberg, the lefty arm for Jersey Shore. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday night as we get you set for game one of six between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. We'll take a break, come back, give you tonight's starting lineups ahead of first pitch baseball, expecting a 7:05 first pitch with some pregame festivities here at the ballpark tonight. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Jersey Shore on this Wednesday night. First of a six-game series between the Cyclones and the Blue Claws, and Brooklyn trying to make it five straight victories, a dazzling 3-0 start to the second half of the 2023 campaign. We'll give you tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Blue Claws, managed by Greg Brodzinski, as he and Chris Newell just opposite each side of home plate, exchanging those opening lineup cards. Anyway, the Blue Claws tonight will go with these nine to start. Hao Yu Lee leads off and plays second base. Gabriel Rincones Jr. out in right field. He's the two-hitter. Then Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman, bats third, followed by Marcus Lee Seng out in left field. A lot of familiar names if you've been tuning in with us all season long. A lot of the regulars still in Jersey Shore and doing the bulk of the offensive production. Nick Ward is also in that conversation as well. He's the five batter and playing third base. Anthony Kirion is the catcher. He hits sixth. Leandro Pineda, the designated hitter tonight, in the seventh spot, followed by Eric Brito, the shortstop, batting eighth. And then Jared Carr rounds out the Jersey Shore batting order. He plays center and hits ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for the Blue Claws, Matt Osterberg, the southpaw. He's logged 57 innings across 11 starts, a 3.47 ERA, and a 4-3 record with 42 strikeouts to 14 walks. The Blue Claws at 2-1 to start the second half. Cyclones, only team in the North Division of the South Atlantic League without a loss. They're a perfect 3-0, and Chris Newell's nine tonight goes like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. Kevin Parada, after a day off on Sunday, back in the lineup. He does the catching, following Ramirez hitting second. Abraham Almonte continues his minor league rehab assignment. He's the left fielder hitting third. And it's William Lugo's turn. Lugo batting cleanup tonight and playing third base. Day off for Omar De Los Santos in the field. He's tonight's designated hitter for Brooklyn in the five hole. DeAndre Smith, after him, plays second and bats sixth. Then Mateo Gil at first base. We've seen a little more of Mateo at first recently. He bats seventh. And, of course, is the first baseman. Junior Tilley in the shortstop in the 8-hole. And then Rylan Thomas, after hitting 308 with St. Lucie to start 2023, gets the call up to High A Brooklyn. He's playing right field and batting ninth in his Cyclone debut. One more time quickly for Brooklyn. Ramirez, Parada, Almonte, Lugo, De Los Santos, Smith, Gil, Tillian, Thomas. The nine for the Clones. And once again, we'll run you down the Blue Claws starting nine: Lee, Rincones Jr., Wingrove, Lee Seng, Ward, Kirion, Pineda, Brito, Carr. The nine for the Blue Claws. Starting pitchers, Osterberg and Colon. Jeffrey Colon going for Brooklyn. 45 2/3 innings, making his 11th start and his 13th appearance. The ERA a bit high for Jeffrey, 5.91, to go along hand with a 1-3 record of 44 strikeouts to 20 walks across those 45 2/3 innings. A little bit of a muggy Wednesday night here, but gorgeous blue skies with a bit of cloud coverage overhead on this Wednesday evening ahead of Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. We've got it for you coming right up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids aged 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Maimonides Park after a two-day hiatus. Baseball is back on Coney Island as the Cyclones and Blue Claws meet here in Brooklyn to start a six-game series. Final time, Jersey Shore will come to Coney Island here in 2023. Quick run through of the Blue Claw lineup. If you missed it with Johnny on the pregame show, Hao Yu Lee leads off at second. Gabriel Rincones Jr. bats second and right. Rickson Wingrove, first baseman in the three slot. Marcus Lee Sang cleans up in left. Nick Ward, third baseman in the five hole. Anthony Kirion hits sixth behind the plate. Leandro Pineda hits seventh and DHs. Eric Brito, the shortstop, is in the eight hole. And Jared Carr hits ninth in center field. Jeffrey Colon making the start for Brooklyn tonight. Colon trying to bounce back after a tough outing in his last start last Wednesday against Hudson Valley. Went two-thirds of an inning, gave up 3 runs on 2 hits, walked a season-high tying 3. Only threw 10 of his 28 pitches for strikes. Colon, 6'1", 184, 23 years old, from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Overall numbers for Colon so far this year, making his 13th appearance and 11th start. 1-3, a 5.91 ERA. 55 hits and 45 2/3. 20 walks and 44 strikeouts. Sean Reed Foley added to the roster earlier today on a rehab assignment. He's expected to pitch at some point today in relief of Colon for the Cyclones. As Hao Yu Lee will step up to the plate to lead off the second leg of this two-week homestand. Hao Yu Lee, last played on Sunday, was 1-for-4 with a home run. Lee is ready. Colon is ready. The windup, our first pitch of the game, hit in the air to left. Coming on Almonte, and he'll make the catch. One pitch and one out on this Wednesday night. So, quick out brings up one of the Phillies' top prospects, Gabriel Rincones, number 10 prospect by Baseball America in season, number 7 right now by MLB.com. Was 1-for-4 on Sunday, lefty batter, and Colon's first pitch is a breaking ball strike, and the count 0-1. Rincones in Jersey Shore has played 12 games coming into play today. 11-for-15, no homers and 5 RBIs. The 0-1, and Colon misses up and away. 1-1. Defensively behind Colon tonight, left to right of the outfield, the minor league rehabber Abraham Almonte, Alex Ramirez, and Rylan Thomas making his Cyclones debut. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Rincones chased off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gill, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. 1-2 from Colon, and Rincones takes outside. It's 2-2. Umpire and crew here this evening behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Elliot Melton. Brian Laws is on the bases. 2-2. And Rincones pulls it sharply but foul, ducking out of the way of the first base coach. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hazy skies. Some break in the clouds out over towards the third baseline in left field. A little hazier out towards right field in the Atlantic Ocean. Right now on Coney Island, according to AccuWeather, 78 degrees. Real feel at 75, the 2-2. And Rincones takes down and in. It's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. 7 mile per hour wind gusts to the west. American flag out at center, blowing straight towards the left field foul pole. The payoff. And Rincones, a sharp line drive caught by Mateo Gil while lunging towards the turf. Mateo Gil, just his 7th game of the year at first base, makes a great catch on the screaming line drive off the batter Rincones.
And thankfully, he didn't really have to move that much, because if he did, I think that ball would have been hit too hard for him to have a real chance at a play. But a nice play by Gil to sort of just collapse on it and make the catch.
Brings up Rickson Wingrove. Was 0 for 4 on Saturday, did not play on Sunday. And the first pitch, the lefty batter, is on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Wingrove, 0-4 his last 10, but hitting .266 on the year. 11 homers, 45 RBIs for the native of Newcastle, Australia. The 0-1, fouled off to the left. And the count runs to 0-2. Cologne making his first appearance against Jersey Shore since he earned the only win of his season. Back on June the 1st, 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball. Struck out 7 that day. The 0-2, and Wingrove taps this one to third. Coming on is Lugo, sidearm toss on the move. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Gill. And Cologne faces the minimum in the first. So, a nice bounce-back start for Jeffrey Cologne after a bumpy outing last week. We are through a half an inning, Jersey Shore nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup that'll face Matt Osterberg tonight if you missed it on the pregame show. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, Abraham Almonte at the top and center, catcher and left, respectively. William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, and DeAndre Smith at the heart, third base, DH, and second base, with Mateo Gil, Junior Tillian, and Ryland Thomas rounding out the order at first, short, and right field, respectively. There's something Rick just announced over the PA that elicited a chorus of boos from the hometown crowd here on Coney Island. Did you catch that, Johnny?
I can't say I did. I heard the boos, but I didn't hear what came before it.
First pitch to Alex Ramirez, fouled off. It's 0-1. Well, we'll have to do some scouting and report back. Ramirez 0 for 4 on Sunday, hitting at 240, 5 homers, a team-leading 31 RBIs. The lefty's 0-1, and Alex takes high. It's 1 ball and 1 strike.
What did he say? Tomorrow is bring your homework to the ballpark day? It's... He would guess based on the reaction from the kids on hand.
1-1 on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Catholic Schools Night at the ballpark here at Maimonides Park. Osterberg making the start for Jersey Shore. 6-2, 2-0-5. The 1-2 to Ramirez. Fouled off the end of the bat. It remains 1-2. Osterberg, 24 years old from Coleman, Wisconsin. Get you the numbers for the left-hander. Oh, we got a report in. This is why we love the diehard fans here in Brooklyn. The 1-2 pitch, swinging a foul tip off the catcher, Kirion. Remains 1-2. It's because the Mr. Softy machine is broken. You know what? If I was in the crowd, I would boo as well.
That's a worthy cause.
Never get in between a Brooklynite or a New York City resident and their Mr. Softy. Learned that one at a young age from my parents. A 1-2. Low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Osterberg getting the start for Jersey Shore today. Fourth out of his 12 starts this year that have come against the Cyclones. Making his 12th start, 4-3, 3.47 ERA as Ramirez hits it deep down the right field line. Giving a look is Rincones, and he'll make the catch. Just in fair territory, straddling the chalk line for the first out. Oh, with the wind blowing out towards left, I thought that ball was going to spin into the Cyclone bullpen. But stayed in the field of play for Rincones to make the grab. One out for Kevin Parada. Did not play on Sunday. Was 1-for-4 with a triple and an RBI on Saturday night. Hitting at 267, 7 homers, 27 batted in. And Parada takes the fastball for a strike at 0-1. Osterberg, 51 hits in 57 innings, 14 walks, 42 strikeouts. The 0-1. High, it is 1-1. Osterberg last pitched against Roma last Wednesday. As Parada fouls it to the right, it's 1-2. Picked up the win. Season high tying 7 innings. Gave up 2 runs. Did allow 7 hits. Walked 1, struck out 5. But you look at the last 3 starts for the Southpaw. Has 1 all 3 and a 1.35 ERA. Just 2 walks, 11 hits allowed in 20 innings. Limit the traffic, limit the runs. 1-2 inside. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Defensively behind Osterberg tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Marcus Lee Sang, Jared Carr, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. 2-2. Outside and low, it's a full count. Third to first around the infield, Nick Ward, Eric Brito, Hao Yu Lee, and Rickson Wingrove with Anthony Kirion doing the catching behind the plate. The payoff, Parada fights it in the air, shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Lee, racing in Rincones, avoids Lee and makes the grab. While the Blue Claws avoid disaster out there in right field, Hao Yu Lee missed the last time these two teams met late May, early June with injury. Rincones wasn't even on the Blue Claw roster at that time. And thankfully, no damage done as Rincones made the grab.
Yeah, just sort of sidestepped him at the last possible moment. Still made the catch in the process. A nice play at that.
Brings up Abraham Almonte. Second week with Brooklyn on minor league rehab. And the former big leaguer takes outside for ball one. Almonte, 1-for-3 on Sunday. Walked and stole a base as a DH. It's been a great presence in Brooklyn's locker room the last week. And he looks at a called strike. It's 1-1. Almonte in Brooklyn, 2-for-6 in 4 games, has had 14 plate appearances. The reason why only 6 at-bats, 7 walks and a sack fly. 1-1. Outside and low, it's 2-1. No homers, 3 RBIs for the Cyclones for Almonte. Celebrated his 34th birthday just a day ago. And he takes a called strike. Kirion couldn't squeeze it, though. And it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Happy belated birthday to Abraham, his 34th. And a happy belated birthday to Kevin Kendall. Celebrated his 24th birthday on Sunday. Kendall still working himself back from injury. Hopefully, he'll be back in uniform shortly. Base is empty. 2 out, no score. The 2-2. And Almonte takes down and in a full count. Almonte has played in the big leagues for a number of years. Seattle, San Diego, Cleveland, Kansas City, Arizona, Atlanta, and Boston. The payoff, Almonte, a chopper off the plate towards first, picked up by Wingrove. Going to have to race Almonte to the bag. And Rixon wins the race. And Osterberg matches Cologne's 1-2-3 inning with one of his own. We are through one here from Maimonides Park. No score on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Jeffrey Colonna on the bump for Brooklyn. No score as he moved to the top of the second inning. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion. 3-2 up for the Blue Claws in the top half of the second inning. Our series will continue tomorrow night. The bullpen day for Jersey Shore, Tyler Stewart, minor league baseball's ERA leader, will get the ball for Brooklyn. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 6:45. First pitch scheduled for 7. Marcus Lee Sang to lead things off. Lefty hitter. And he swings and misses. Good movement down and in from Jeffrey. And it's no balls and one strike. Lee Sang has been an unsung hero for Jersey Shore this year. 2-for-4 with a double on Sunday. Has an 8-game hitting streak, has reached in 16 straight. He's done both quite a bit this year. And he fouls this to the right 0-2, hitting at 282, 5 homers, 33 RBIs. A breakout season for the 22-year-old who was once committed to St. John's. The borough of Queens. 0-2. Outside, it's a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn home white uniforms today. Cyclones across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a gold and black border. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Swung so hard his elbow guard came off. First strikeout tonight for Cologne. One away in the top of the second. Paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here's the veteran Nick Ward. 0-for-3, had an RBI and a sack fly on Sunday. Hitting at 249. 5 homers, 32 batted in. Righty against lefty, and Ward takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Cologne, white pants all the way down below his ankles. Red and gold piping along the side of those white pants. The 0-1, and Ward fouls it to the left. Off towards the rooftop. It is no balls and two strikes. Bright red cleats for Cologne this evening. Red and white Nike cleats. Navy cap, navy bill. White old English B with the red interlocking C. Ward thought about swinging, and it hit him. They say it hit him in the back foot. Tried to spin a breaking ball. And instead of a swinging strikeout, Ward is the game's first base runner on a hit-by-pitch. I mean, that is about as close as you can get between one or the other. And so Ward is on. First base runner of the day. Ninth time Ward has been hit so far this year. So one on and one out for Anthony Kirion. Reinstated off the IL earlier today. Leans back in the right-handed batter's box and grounds the first pitch he sees. Back up the middle and into center field for a hit. Welcome back to the South Atlantic League, Anthony Kirion. First game with the Blue Claw since May the 21st. And Jersey Shore all of a sudden in business. Two on and one out in the top of the second for Leandro Pineda. Pineda had a sack fly on Sunday, was 0 for 3 as Parada out to the mound to talk with Colon. William Lugo will come over to join in on the conversation as well. Pineda had a great series last week against Rome, was 5 for 14 with a couple of doubles and three RBIs. Raised his batting average back to the Mendoza line at 200, four homers, 30 runs batted in. Young player just turned 21 back on June the 4th. That was the last time these two teams met at Shoretown Ballpark. Two on, one out. Righty offers. And Pineda takes off the outside edge. It's one ball and no strikes. Yeah, the last time these two teams met down in Lakewood, it was an eight-game series. No, you did not hear me incorrectly. 1-0. Fouled off. Like it caught a piece of Parada, it's 1-1. But because the first trip Brooklyn made to Jersey Shore featured three rainouts the final 3 days of the series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, couldn't make all three up, so one of the three were canceled. But the other two were made up with doubleheaders in that last series. So they played eight games in 6 days. The 1-1 outside, two balls and one strike. Pineda played in all eight of them. Imagine having 30 plate appearances against one team in a week. The 2-1 inside with a breaking ball. And Pineda had three balls and one strike. And it certainly led to some fireworks towards the end of that eight-game series. A 3-1, and Pineda takes outside for ball four. So after he plunked Ward on a two-strike pitch, a single and a five-pitch walk, and the Blue Claws have him loaded with one out. And for Colon, a guy who came into play today with a relatively low walk rate on the season, just a hair over 9%, has had his command issues the last several times out. Eric Brito, the batter with the bases loaded, was 2 for 2 with a double, a walk and a hit by pitch on Sunday. And he swings, hits this one on the ground, foul up the third baseline. And it's no balls and a strike. Brito reached base in all five games he played against Rome last week. Playing in his 12th game with Jersey Shore, 8 for 35, no homers, 6 RBIs. Joined the team from single-A Clearwater on June the 13th. Base is loaded, the 0-1. And Brito swings and misses at the off-speed elevated. It's no balls and two strikes. You look at Colon's last several starts and only walked seven his first seven outings of the year. The 0-2 outside, it's one ball and two strikes. You look at things more recently for Colon, he's walked seven, or actually walked eight in his last three starts combined. The 1-2 Way outside, gets away from Parada, racing towards the plate. Ward, the throw home, not in time. Good recovery by Parada to have a chance at Ward, but a wild pitch and a 1-0 Blue Claw advantage. Advancing to third goes Kirion. On to second is Pineda. That was just a breaking ball that had a mind of its own, sweeped way outside into the left-handed batter's box.
Well, give Parada credit for tracking it down quickly. Give Cologne credit, too, for booking it home and covering in time, but it just traveled too far back for any chance at a play.
2-2. Soft ground ball will get a run in. Charging in the shortstop, Tillian. Quick transfer retires his counterpart, Brito. Scoring is Kirion. The third goes Pineda. It's an RBI ground out for Eric Brito, his seventh RBI as a Blue Claw. And Jersey Shore takes a 2-0 second inning lead. So Cologne gets the out, but a run comes across regardless. Pineda moves up 90 feet to third. And here is the nine-hole hitter, Jared Carr. Carr 3-for-4 with a triple on Sunday. And he swings. It's a ground ball through the right side of base hit. That'll clear the bases. Pineda scores. Stopping at first, Carr. It's an RBI single for Jared. That's his 20th RBI of the year. And the Blue Claws load the bases with one out. All three runners come across to score, and they take a 3-0 advantage. So the Blue Claws, a three-run frame here in the second bases. A man at first for Haoyu Lee with two down. Flied out to left on the first pitch of the game. Cologne from the stretch. And the first toss high. It's one ball and no strikes. Lee on the year. Hitting at 263, two homers, 18 RBIs. Philly's number seven prospect, according to Baseball America. Number five by MLB.com. The 1-0, and Lee takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East, one on and two out. Jersey Shore, a 3-0 advantage. And Lee fights it off the pause. Back to the mesh netting. It's two balls and a strike. Lee was on the IL the last time these two teams met. Was on the injured list from May 19th until June the 13th with a bruised knee. .11/47 since coming off the IL. It's a throwback to first. And Carr dives back safely. This will be Cologne's 23rd pitch of the inning. Left-hander up in the bullpen as we speak. With 2-1, and Lee fouls it deep down the right field line. And the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Blue Claws three runs in on two hits in the inning. Lights flickering on here at Maimonides Park. Ring lights beginning to illuminate as well. The 2-2 offering, runner goes. Lee hits it high in the air. Right side. Coming on is Thomas to his left. Makes the grab. And the inning is over. But the Blue Claws strike for three runs on two hits. The big blow and RBI single by Jared Carr. At the end of 1.5, 3-0 Jersey Shore. On Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718 1-877-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn at trailing Jersey Shore 3-0. Omar De Los Santos, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gil. Three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. William Lugo will lead things off for Brooklyn in the frame. Lugo did not play on Sunday, was 0-3 on Saturday. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Lugo hitting at .195, six homers and 16 RBIs. The 0-1. And Lugo takes off the plate in. It's one ball and one strike. Jersey Shore tonight wearing the navy alternates. Blue claws across the chest in white, the 1-1. Lugo takes high. It's two balls and a strike.
I like those caps, too, that baby blue. I'm convinced whatever team, it doesn't matter. You talk about those St. Louis Cardinals baby blue jerseys. The Phillies have, of course, their throwbacks as well.
2-1. And Lugo fouls it towards the third base dugout, 2-2.
But if you've got that baby blue, sky blue, the Royals, I think that takes the cake no matter what.
Sometimes it can be overkill, but if it's in your color scheme, I always say go for it. It looks fantastic, especially juxtaposed against the darker colors. Got that powder blue cap, red bill. I don't remember them wearing that the last time they were here in Brooklyn. Although it was a while ago as Lugo strikes out on the off speed. First strikeout tonight for Osterberg. And there is one away in the bottom of the second inning. So, bases empty, one out for Omar De Los Santos. 1-for-4 on Sunday, stole a couple of bags. And the first pitch, the righty batter, sails high for ball one. De Los Santos hitting at .211, four homers, 21 RBIs, but just four for his last 27. 1-0, and a swing and a miss. Chased one down, and it's even at a ball and a strike. A powder blue cap with a red bill, and the crab silhouette on the front. De Los Santos yanks it foul up the third base line, and it's one ball and two strikes. Gray pants, Osterberg has him all the way down to his ankles. Red and blue piping along the side. The wind, the 1-2. And De Los Santos, did he go? No, he did not on appeal. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Human night here on Coney Island. Two-two pitch. Just off the outside corner, good spot. And the count full of 3-2. Certainly feels as sticky, or certainly as humid, as we've seen at the ballpark all summer long. The 3-2 fouled off De Los Santos' leg before it rolls to the mound. And it'll remain a full count on the Cyclones' DH. De Los Santos, after stealing his way around the bases in the ninth inning on Sunday, now four swipes shy of matching the franchise's single-season record of 32. The payoff is fouled to our right. That'll land up on the concourse. Still at 3-2 on De Los Santos. Another payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him. Foul tip into the glove of Kirion. Back-to-back strikeouts for Osterberg. Two out in the bottom of the second inning for DeAndre Smith. Smith had a tough series against Hudson Valley. Was 1-for-15. The one hit coming in Sunday's win. Also walked in that ball game. 13-for-48 in 14 games. No homers, three RBIs. And he takes a called strike from the lefty. It's 0-1. Osterberg working quickly the 0-1. And Smith sends it back. It is 0-2. Osterberg took the losses last time out against Brooklyn. That was on June the 1st. Gave up three runs on six hits and 4 2/3. The lefty's 0-2, struck him out swinging. So the southpaw, who has less strikeouts than innings pitched this year, strikes out Brooklyn in order in the second inning. We are through two, 3-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, 3-0 at Jersey Shore is our score, fans. Sweet Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store. Along the third base concourse, Sweet Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Come on down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. It'll be 2-3 and 4 due up for Jersey Shore in the third. And due up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah, Jeffrey Colon had no problem with 2-3-4 the first time through the batting order against these Blue Claws. We'll see if it's a similar fate for him here in the top of the third. Jersey Shore 3 and Brooklyn nothing. All three Blue Claw runs coming from the bottom half of the order in that top half of the second inning. Jeffrey Colon ready to go for inning number three, wearing the home whites. And the first pitch is a sharp line drive, shallow left center field, and it drops in for a base hit. A leadoff single to start the top of the third for Gabriel Rincones Jr. And the Blue Claws perhaps in business again now here in the third. Rickson Wingrove next with the runner on first and nobody out. Jeffrey Colon allowed three runs on two hits in the top half of the second. One came home to score on a wild pitch, another an RBI ground out, then an RBI single. Now Wingrove, righty arm on lefty bat, first toss. Fools him inside, a check swing, went around. And it's 0-1 to the Jersey Shore first baseman. Rickson 0-for-1 today, grounded out to third to conclude a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Colon from the third base side of the slab, working out of the stretch, and a twist and a throw over to first. Runner is back safely. Rincones under the tag with ample time. Wingrove at 266 so far this season. Has plenty of pop, a team leading 11 home runs. Colon stares him down long and hard. Now the 0-1. And a chopper off his leg. Foul. It's 0-2. Wingrove 6-for-19 in Jersey Shore's previous series against Rome. Blue Claws just took 4-of-6 from Rome. Also won 4 out of 6 games in the series prior to that. So all told, winners of 8 of their past 12 contests. It's a Blue Claws team playing good ball. Colon, a deep exhale. A high leg kick is 0-2. Pokes slowly on the left side to the third baseman. Lugo goes to first in time for the out. Advancing up to second in the process was Rincones, who thought about maybe getting smart a bit. Was a couple of steps towards third base, trying to push his luck, but thought better of it. As Mateo Gil, Brooklyn's first baseman, was ready to rifle that ball to third, should Rincones decide not to stay put.
Yeah, Rincones was in motion on the pitch, and that helped keep Jersey Shore out of the double play. And with Lugo off the line, he was thinking three.
There is a man in scoring position now with one away for Marcus Lee Sang, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike from Colon. It's nothing and one. Lee Sang 0 for 1 today. A swinging strikeout to open up play in the top of the second. That the only strikeout Jeffrey Colon has tossed so far. First time through and then some. A glance back towards second. Now the 0-1. Misses up and away with the heater. And it's a ball and a strike. It's a healthy-sized lead off of second base for Rincones Jr. Right now the shortstop Tillian is shaded towards that second base bag, but not really all too close. We need to dart in to make anything happen. He's clapping his bare hand to the mitt, though. Colon thinks otherwise. 1-1. Hit sharply on the right side, but well too foul. And it's a ball and two strikes now to Marcus Lee Sang. Lee Sang at 282 on the season. Swinging a hot stick. 8 for his last 18 up at the dish. Does have a team-high 87 strikeouts, though. Open stance, lefty batter. Colon ahead, 1-2, and he steps off. Bluffs a throw over to second, nothing more. And now will regather himself before he toes the slab yet again, ready to deal a 1-2 pitch. Calm Wednesday night here at the ballpark. Colon's 1-2. Misses just a hair outside with the fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Some blue skies trying to fight its way through. A mostly cloudy sky, particularly off in the distance. Maybe not so much directly above the ballpark, though. Less blue the further out you go over the ocean. 2-2. Misses badly away. And Lee Sang fights back to work the count full. Lights on here at the stadium, but still plenty of daylight left to go. Although we have officially passed the point in the year where we've had our longest day of sunlight, that a week ago, here on June the 28th. 3-2. Chopper on the right side. This one will stay fair for Gil, the first baseman. Underhand flip to Colon, who covers and plants his right foot on the bag for out number two. Rincones Jr. up to third in the process, but there are two gone now on the ground out. Now Nick Ward's turn to bat. Scored the first of those three runs that Jersey Shore plated in the top of the second. Initially reached when he was hit by a pitch, and then later came home to score on a wild pitch. So Colon one out away from getting out of this thing. Now ready to go to work against the lefty hitting Ward. Rincones again, another decent-sized lead. About five strides off the bag. First pitch. Fastball misses away. Parada tried to frame it, but all for naught. And it's 1-0. Yeah, the third baseman, William Lugo, not really paying any mind with two outs. To the runner on third, Lugo is well off the third baseline. 1-0. Ward takes away. And it's 2-0 now to the Jersey Shore third baseman. At 249. So far this year is Ward. He snapped a 7-game hitting streak back on Sunday. Rest the bat off his left shoulder. 2-0. Swinging a high pop. Right center field. Ramirez and Thomas converging. And it is Ramirez who makes the catch. For out number three. So a leadoff single by Rincones. But Jeffrey Colon gets out of it. Trans a man at third. It's still 3-0 Blue Claws. Here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Jersey Shore 3, Brooklyn nothing. Blue Claws starter Matt Osterberg has faced the minimum through two. Six up, six down. He also struck out the side in the bottom of the second. Now he gets the bottom third of this Brooklyn batting order. Mateo Gil, Junior Tillian, and then Ryland Thomas to make his first plate appearance as a Cyclone in his career. First, Mateo Gil playing first base today at 182 on the season between his time with IA Brooklyn, AA Binghamton. All three Jersey Shore runs coming back in the top of the second. Now Gil for the first time tonight on the face, the southpaw Osterberg. Into his wind, first toss. Misses down and in with the fastball. And it's 1-0 to Mateo. Gil did not play back on Sunday when the Cyclones walked it off 2-1 over Hudson Valley. 1-0. Gil slaps it foul on the left side. And it's a ball and a strike just adjacent to that Jersey Shore dugout on the third base side. It's 1-1. Yeah, Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from the Renegades last week. 1-1. Gil takes low at the knees, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Series didn't start super ideal for the Cyclones after the Renegades celebrated in Game 1, clinching the first half. 2-1. Gil hits it high in the air on the right side, but it hooks foul, and it's 2-2. Brooklyn responded very nicely, though, ultimately taking 4 of 6. Capping it off in walk-off fashion back on Sunday afternoon. Now for the first time this season, the Clones with back-to-back home series. As Gil calls time, steps out of that righty batter's box. And a couple of practice swings before he digs back in, awaiting a 2-2 delivery. Osterberg stares him down. And fires a 2-2. Gil hits a comebacker towards us, and it lands just below us. Level 3 here at the ballpark. Sweet level. We're up on 4 in the press box. And Gil will await another 2-2 pitch. It's Brooklyn team 4 straight wins. 2-2. Gil swings and misses. Foul tip held for strike 3. And there's one away. Matt Osterberg has struck out 4 straight Cyclone batters. Now he gets Junior Tillian with the bases empty. And one gone.
And there we are. What's up, everybody?
So glad you could join us tonight for the Cyclones and the Blue Claws. First of this 6-game set. First pitch to Tillian. Misses away for ball 1 with the fastball. It's 1-0. But this 4-game win streak for Brooklyn has really been made possible thanks to the pitching. 1-0. Misses up and away. 2 balls and no strikes now to Tillian. Cyclones holding opponents, or should say the Renegades, their only opponent during this win streak, to under a run per game. 0.8. 2-0. Misses low. And Tillian, patient in that righty batter's box, is ahead 3-0.
Hey, if you include this game, it's only 6 runs in the last 5 games. That's a smidge over 1.
3-0 on the way. Tillian takes a strike right over the heart. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Osterberg into his wind, 3-1. Tillian fouls it straight back into the netting. And Osterberg fights back to work the count full. It's 3-2. It's not like the Cyclones' offense has been otherworldly during this win streak. only averaging just shy of 4 runs per game. 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, down the third baseline. Ward in, collects and throws over to first in time for out number 2. So Osterberg's streak of 4 straight punch-outs comes to an end. But it's been 8 up, 8 down so far for the Southpaw. And now he gets Ryland Thomas for the first time tonight. Thomas out of the 9 spot for Brooklyn, playing right field. Just activated from low A St. Lucie, joining this Brooklyn squad. First pitch is sliced foul on the left side. It is 0-1. Thomas enjoyed his time with the St. Lucie Mets. A 308 batting average and an OPS up over 800. Osterberg wipes some sweat off his brow. Standing directly atop the mound in the center of it. Kicks and deals an 0-1 up and in. And Thomas, lefty batter, had to lean out of the way of it. It's a ball and a strike now to Ryland. From Newberry Park, California. 1-1. Thomas, a comebacker to the pitcher Osterberg, who snares it. Underhand toss over to first in time for out number 3. Matt Osterberg has been impressive through 3. He's faced the minimum. His Blue Claws a 3-0 lead as we head to the 4th on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
We move to the 4th on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Jersey Shore a 3-0 lead here on this Wednesday night, inaugural game of a 6-game set between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. All 3 runs for the Blue Claws came home to score in the top half of the 2nd inning on a wild pitch, an RBI ground out, and an RBI single. It's been enough to have Jersey Shore in front all night, though. Cyclones unable to respond yet offensively. It's been 9 up, 9 down for Matt Osterberg, the Jersey Shore starting pitcher. Blue Claws looking for some insurance here in the top of the 4th. They'll send 6, 7, 8 up to bat. Anthony Kirion, Leandro Pineda, and then Eric Brito, each for the 2nd time tonight. Cologne works out of the stretch, even with the bases empty. First pitch misses badly away with the breaking ball to Anthony Kirion. It's 1-0. Kirion singled and later came home to score on the Brito RBI groundout. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball over the middle of the infield and threw for a base hit. So for the 2nd time today, Anthony Kirion is aboard with a single. And there's a man on with nobody out here in the top of the 4th, 3-0 Blue Claws.
Yeah, he's seen 3 pitches and has 2 singles back through the box. Not too bad for return from the IL for the native of Canada.
He parks in at first base now with nobody out. And Leandro Pineda, Jersey Shore's designated hitter, up to bat. Righty arm on lefty bat. A long pause for Cologne and the first pitch. Fastball misses in towards the hips of the Jersey Shore DH. It's 1-0. Brooklyn second baseman DeAndre Smith is playing back towards the green shaded turf. Not the case as much for the shortstop Tillian. He is more shaded towards the bag, perhaps anticipating a steal attempt. 1-0 misses up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes now to Pineda. Leandro at just 200 so far this season. did snap a four-game hitting streak back on Sunday. Four home runs, 30 RBIs on the campaign as well. 2-0. Called strike on the inner half. And it's two balls and a strike now to Pineda. Leandro did homer in a big league spring training game against the Toronto Blue Jays back on March the 28th. Rest the bat off his left shoulder, his bright red helmet and high red socks. 2-1 to him. Swing and a foul ball on the right side. Caroms off the face of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And it's two balls and two strikes. First baseman Gill holding on the runner, who stands just in front of that cutout on the green-shaded turf. The 2-2. Flared on the left side. That's through for a base hit. Right between Tilly and the shortstop and Lugo, the third baseman, quickly rifled in by Almonte, will keep Kirion at second base. But back-to-back singles off the bats of Kirion and Pineda, respectively. And the Blue Claws right back in business. Two on and nobody out. They continue to get production out of the bottom half of their batting order. Now Eric Brito, 0-for-1, an RBI ground out. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Stands in now for the second time tonight. Each runner a couple of strides off of their respective bag. First pitch. Hit in the air, foul behind home plate, and this one will be nothing more than a souvenir. 0-1 to Brito at 268 so far this season. 44 games with Clearwater for Eric. This is 12th with the Blue Claws at the high A level. Cologne glancing back towards second, now the 0-1. Hit in the air, straightaway center field. Ramirez's first step back, but now in about five steps makes the catch and immediately relays it into the infield. So a big-time flyout induced there by Jeffrey Cologne. Now one gone, runners on first and second in this 3-0 ball game here in the top of the fourth. Jared Carr beat Jeffrey Cologne his first time up today, an RBI single that capped the three-run top of the second for the Blue Claws. On in a spot of similar importance here. Two on, one away. First pitch. Carr takes a fastball on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1. After Jared, we'd go back to the top for Hao Yu Lee, Jersey Shore leadoff man. DeAndre Smith, Brooklyn second baseman, remains very deep on the right side of the infield. Where grass meets dirt, 0-1. Chopped slowly on the right side, hooking foul. Mateo Gill gloved it and reared back, ready to release a cannon over to second. But didn't have the luxury of doing so as it was waved foul before he could try anything further. So no balls, two strikes to Jared Carr, Jersey Shore's center fielder tonight. Carr at 242 so far this season. Slight choke up on the bat. Cologne ready to deal in 0-2. He deals. Fouled away. Left-handed side. Count remains 0-2. Some buzz in the air for a Wednesday night as we continue to roll full steam ahead into the summer months. Hard to believe. By the end of this homestand, we'll already be in July. Almost Nathan's hot dog eating contest season. Cologne's 0-2. Poked foul on the left side. Count will stay right there.
I was going to say, that's literally at the end of this homestand. Homestand closes with a fireworks show on July the 3rd. Cyclones will pack up and head to Wilmington. And Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi will take the stage right beyond the left field wall.
0-2. On the outside, corner strike three called. Delayed strike three call from Elliot Melton, but a strike three all the same. And a big one at that for Jeffrey Cologne. Only his second of the night. But there are now two gone after back-to-back singles. Colon sits down consecutive batters. That strikeout brought to you by our friends at La Consolo Paints. A painting the corner strikeout. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now Hao Yu Lee, 0-2 today out of the leadoff spot for the Blue Claws. Two on, two gone, 3-0. Pitch. Comebacker over the glove of Colon. Second baseman Smith in to collect, and he zips over to first in time for out number three. So back-to-back singles, but Jeffrey Colon sits down the next three batters. It's still 3-0 Jersey Shore. Brooklyn Bats coming up home fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Pally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Well, Jersey Shore's starting pitcher, Matt Osterberg, has wins in three straight appearances. And so far tonight, he's looked pretty darn good. 9-9. Blue Claws 3, Cyclones nothing. As we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Bally Live app, the Cyclone Radio Network. 1-2-3 for the Clones. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, then Abraham Almonte in the frame to face the southpaw Osterberg. First, Ramirez, 0-1, flew out to right to open up the bottom of the first. First pitch to him. Fastball in there for a called strike, down and in. And it's 0-1 to Ramirez. Alex at 240. Coming off a tough day back on Sunday, went 0-4, three strikeouts, 0-1. Ramirez takes in the dirt, and it's a ball and a strike now to the right-handed hitting Brooklyn center fielder. 1-1. Ramirez takes low, but it is a called strike. And it's a ball and two strikes. Maybe the batting average not where Alex would like, but he does still pace the squad in RBIs and runs scored. 1-2. Ramirez rolls over one. Fouls it off on the left-handed side. Just next to that Jersey Shore dugout on the third base side. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Number four prospect in the Mets organization, according to MLB.com. Did recently dip out of the top 100, though, overall in baseball. Wags the bat off of his right shoulder. Waiting a 1-2, the pitch. Grounded on the right side, not hard, to the second baseman Lee. He collects and relays over to first in time for out number one. So make it 10 up, 10 down now for Matt Osterberg. And there's one gone. Base is empty. Still 3-0 Blue Claws. Kevin Parada next. A nice 1-2 punch atop this Brooklyn lineup. Mention Ramirez, the number four prospect in the org. Then Parada after him. Recently donned number one. First toss. Parada takes low and in for ball one. Kevin 0-1 today, like Ramirez before him, also flew out to right. Did not play back on Sunday in the win. 1-0. Parada off the handle of the bat, hit in the air, right side, and a nice play by the second baseman Lee, ranging back, then reached up to make the catch for out number two. So Osterberg sits down, maybe the two most talented hitters in this Brooklyn lineup, just like that. And now it's two gone, bases empty for Abraham Almonte. Seven walks for Abraham through his first four games in Brooklyn. Has been a keen eye at the plate. First pitch. Almonte takes low and in towards the shoot tops. It's 1-0. Abraham's only time up tonight. Grounded out to first. Osterberg into his wine, 1-0. And Almonte smacks it on the ground on the left side. Brito collects to his left and a throw over to first is in time for out number three. Boy, has Matt Osterberg been impressive through four. He's faced the minimum. His blue claws up 3-0 here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We head to the fifth, and this one has been all blue claws so far. It's only 3-0, but the Cyclones yet to have a base runner through four innings of play. They'll need to wait a little longer before they can do that, though, because we head to the top of the fifth. Now Jersey Shore set to come to bat, and it's the big boys, 2-3-4 for the blue claws, on to face Jeffrey Colon in his fifth inning of work, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, you remember the last time Brooklyn opened up a series here at home was a week ago yesterday, and they were no hit until one out in the ninth inning. It was a Kevin Parada infield base hit that broke it up. Gabriel Rincones Jr. has a base hit tonight. He'll lead off in the fifth, and he takes inside for ball one. Rincones, Wingrove, and Lee Seng. 2-3-4 due up. Jersey Shore, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have left four. 1-0. And Rincones off the end of the bat into right. Coming on now, back a few steps is Thomas. And over his right shoulder makes the grab for the first out of the fifth inning. Brings up Rickson Wingrove 0-for-2. A couple of ground balls to third. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base through four innings at the plate. So here is Wingrove, 0-for-2 tonight. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning. Get you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Righty offers, and Wingrove rips it in the air, right center field, long run for Ramirez, and he reaches out and makes a stupendous grab in the alleyway, two down. Rickson Wingrove gave it a ride out to right center field, and Ramirez, like a gazelle, ran it down in the gap for the second out. Look at the long strides of the 20-year-old center fielder Alex Ramirez reaching out away from his body to make that catch and take away extra bases from the Blue Claws three-hitter. So two quick outs brings up Marcus Lee Seng, who is 0-for-2. And he swings and misses at a pitch inside. It's 0-1. But yesterday, Francisco Lindor became the 14th player in franchise history to hit his 200th career home run with the Mets. The 0-1. And Lee Seng takes a call at strike. It's 0-2. Our question is, who was the last person to do it before Lindor? Our hint tonight, the player did play in a pair of rehab games for the Cyclones. The 0-2 Lee Sang, a big bouncing ball to first, backing up on it. Gill overhand throw to Cologne, and they just get the hustling Lee Sang to end the inning. Nice job by Cologne getting over. Nice job by Lee Sang hustling it out to the bitter end of that play. So Jeffrey is first 1-2-3 inning since the first. We are through 4.5. 3-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hard to have a better start to the night than the one Matt Osterberg has had. 12 up, 12 down through 4 innings, 59 pitches, 37 strikes. He'll face the heart of Brooklyn's lineup, Lugo, De Los Santos, and Smith. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning, all 3 runs today scored in the 2nd on a wild pitch, a ground out, and a Jared Carr RBI single. William Lugo struck out his first time. And the first pitch of the inning from Osterberg misses low, 4-1. Our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The 1-0 Lugo, a line drive right at the shortstop, Brito. A little humpback liner. And Brito standing back on the infield turf makes the grab for the first out. One away for De Los Santos, struck out his first time, 0-1. But last night, Frankie Lindor became the 14th player in franchise history to hit his 200th career home run with the Mets. First pitch to Omar is in for a strike. It's 0-1. So our question today is, who was the last before Lindor? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in. The 0-1 cut on and missed. And Osterberg jumps ahead in the count 0-2. He is working with pace, even despite not having major velocity, as De Los Santos grounds this one to short. Gobbled up by Brito. And a quick transfer retires the speedster for the second out. So a couple of outs at short here in the 5th inning. Brings up DeAndre Smith, struck out on 3 pitches back in the 2nd. He's 0-1. Smith, Mets 5th round pick last year out of USC. It's the first couple months of the season with injury. Lefty's first pitch, and Smith fouls it off the catcher, Kirion. And the count 0-1. Blue sky still hanging around as the sun continues to set, the 0-1. And Smith fouls it to the right. And the count quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. Teo Gill would be next for Brooklyn. Osterberg working from the third base side of the hill, the 0-2 outside. And it's 1-2 strikes. Long red sleeves out either end of the navy top for Osterberg. Gets it back, the 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, strike 3 called. Another punch out for Matt Osterberg. That is his 5th tonight. 5 perfect innings for the native of Coleman, Wisconsin to this point tonight. We are through 5. It is 3-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live
and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Well, you take away the second inning, it's been a pretty darn good night at the office for Jeffrey Colon. Three runs on five hits through five frames tonight. But his team doesn't have a base runner, and the Cyclones trail 3-0 as we move to the top of the sixth. Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion, Leandro Pineda. 5, 6, and 7. Two up for the Blue Claws in the inning. Get you a look around the South Atlantic League in the frame. Here's Nick Ward, been hit by a pitch, fly to center, and scored one of the game's three runs. He'll lead off in the inning. Colon from the third base side of the hill. And the first pitch slider misses up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Colon fans that two-toned mitt on the front left-hand side of his hip. The 1-0, and Ward fouls it off his leg. It's one ball and one strike. But before we get you that out-of-town scoreboard, give you the answer to our Phony Combos trivia question in the bottom of the inning. But our question tonight, on this date, rather last night, Francisco Lindor, 14th player in franchise history to hit his 200th career home run for the Mets as Ward takes inside for ball two. Our question today, who was the last? And our hint today, he did play a couple of rehab games during his career for the Cyclones. Do have a guest in from our good friend Mary DiBernardo. Guest Carlos Beltran as this one lined down the right field line. A base hit rolling all the way to the base of the fence. Ward on his way to second. Throw in from Thomas, cut off with a leap by DeAndre Smith. Nick Ward with a leadoff double. And the Blue Claws with a man in scoring position and nobody out. So Ward picks up just his fifth double of the year. And the Blue Claws threatening to add more to their ledger. And at second, nobody out. Here's Anthony Kirion, a couple of singles to center out of the three pitches he's seen tonight. Mary DiBernardo guessing Carlos Beltran, maybe. And it is not Carlos Beltran. I don't know if Carlos ever played any games in Brooklyn. As Kirion takes outside, it is 1-0. Can certainly take a trip out here now that he's a member of the Mets front office. Carlos does have broadcast experience if he ever wants to join Johnny and I for an inning or two. 1-0, breaking ball on the inside corner. It is 1-1. He did play 5 rehab games with Brooklyn in 2009. Year before the Mets traded him. Leandro Pineda waiting on deck. One of the more interesting careers in Mets history. The 1-1, Kirion lines it off the end of the bat. Clangs off the screen, foul, it's 1-2. You take away one at-bat and one postseason game, and Beltran probably remembered a lot differently in Mets history.
And tough because he probably saw one of the nastiest pitches ever in that at-bat we're referencing. The 1-2 just off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Speaking of, it's interesting. I saw a clip the other day, and they were talking about what it was like when Beltran went to St. Louis back in 2011. The 2-2 pitch fought off the hands, and that'll land foul on top of the padded wall behind home. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Adam Wainwright, who threw that pitch to Beltran, was asked, how did he handle becoming Beltran's teammate? It's arguably, if not undoubtedly, the most memorable moment of both players' careers. Wainwright in the positive, Beltran in the negative. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the off-speed away. For Cologne, just his third strikeout tonight, but one out in the top of the sixth for Leandro Pineda. A pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. This is at Dem in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. But what Beltran told Wainwright was, it was an amazing moment for you, not so much for myself. We've discussed it. It's now water under the bridge.
Let's move on.
That pitch up and away. It's 1 ball and no strikes. And I know how painful that strikeout was, but boy, did Beltran have some incredible seasons with the Mets. And honestly, arguably the best Mets game I ever attended as a fan. Beltran was the hero, ironically, against the Cardinals, the 1-0. And Pineda hammers one in the air to center. Long run back for Ramirez, a way back to the warning track, and that one's off the 4-12 marker. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Ward. He'll score standing up. It's a long RBI double for Leandro Pineda. Hits it in any other ballpark. It's likely a two-run homer. But with a 4-12 marker in dead center here at Maimonides Park, it's a long two-base hit. And the Blue Claws have a 4-0 lead. 10th double is 31st RBI.
He got every bit of that baseball, and it still wasn't enough to clear dead center field.
That's about as close as we've seen someone to hitting it out to dead center field here in Coney Island this season. I don't know if you can think of another example, Johnny. Most of them have ended up in Alex Ramirez's mitt. Brings up Eric Brito. He takes a called strike at 0-1, but it was literally 2 months before that NLCS Game 7. Never forget the date, August 22nd, 2006, at Shea Stadium. The 0-1 off the plate, but he went around, according to the home plate umpire. It's 0-2. Carlos Delgado hit 2 homers. One was his 400th. Albert Pujols had, I think, 2 homers and 7 RBIs. And the game ended with a walk-off 3-run homer by Beltran into the right field seats at Shea off of former Met Jason Isringhausen. The 0-2 outside, it's 1-2. I still think they every now and then break that game out on the SNY Mets Classics. Always fun and cool to say you went to one of those games. It was a fun year in Queens. The 1-2 pitch outside and low. It's 2-2. One of those seasons you're left wondering what would have happened if it wasn't for injury. Did think the Mets would have prevailed over the Cardinals in more and shorter than 7 if it wasn't for Pedro Martinez and Cliff Floyd and El Duque and so many others on the IL. Duaner Sanchez, 2-2, and it hit him. Eric Brito has been a baseball magnet so far this season in Clearwater and in Jersey Shore. Brito, during last week's series against Rome, was hit 3 times in 5 games. That is the 5th time he's been hit in 12 games with Jersey Shore. and the seventh time he's been hit in 56 games this season. Victor Ramos out of the first base dugout as the Blue Claws have two on, one out, and a run already in here in the top of the sixth. Any Met games like that or any other sporting event games that come to your mind that are memorable like that, Johnny?
Well, memorable in a negative light. I was in the house for Game 5 in 2015, which, of course, still keeps so many Met fans up at night and for good reason.
Were you pro keeping Harvey in the game or anti keeping Harvey in the game?
What I'll say, and I'll think I'll probably take this to my grave, I've never been in a more electric sports atmosphere in my life. Any sort of football game, basketball game, college game, what have you, than that night at Citi Field when Matt Harvey came back out for the ninth inning. I don't see a world where that couldn't have happened. The energy in that building, the way the night was going, I think it absolutely was the correct decision. Obviously one that did not pan out, but alas.
No, I'm 150% with you. The first pitch to Jared Carr popped in the air. Left-hand side, Lugo calling for it. Infield fly rule in effect. And Lugo makes the catch for the second out of the top of the sixth. But I'm a big believer in that. You can criticize Terry Collins for a lot of different things in that series. But I was very much pro keeping Matt Harvey out there, especially the way he was pitching through the first eight innings that night. I mean, I remember going to postseason games in that postseason. I think it was game two of the NLCS and the Mets and Cubs. And it was freezing that night. Might have been the coldest baseball game I've attended as a fan. First pitch to Hau-Yu Lee is high for ball one. But it was an incredibly fun atmosphere at Citi Field that October. From the division series all the way to the World Series. Cologne at the letters. Two on, two out. 4-0 Jersey Shore. Lee, a line drive left field coming on Almonte. It gets behind him on a hop. One run scores. Here comes Brito around third. He'll score. Stopping at second, Hau-Yu Lee. He'll be granted at least one RBI and a base hit. But Jersey Shore takes a 6-0 sixth inning lead. That ball took a tricky hop on Almonte. Came on looking to play it on a bounce. But it takes a true hop off the left field turf and kick behind him. And with two outs, everybody running on contact, and Brito easily able to come across to score from first base. So I imagine it'll be a single and an RBI. And then the second run and the advance to second coming in on the fielding error in left. We'll confirm that for you momentarily. As Rincon has a line drive, base hit into center field. They're going to hold. No, they're going to wave the runner around. Throw to the plate by Ramirez. Parada bobbles, and they throw out Lee at the plate to end the inning. Another outfield assist for the Brooklyn Cyclones. This one courtesy of Alex Ramirez. He throws out yet another Blue Claw at the plate. Did it a bit in Lakewood the last time these two teams met. But Ramirez picks up his fifth outfield assist of the season. But the Blue Claws add another three to their ledger. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 6-0 Blue Claws on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. you can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Six-run lead for Osterberg to work with, but he has yet to allow a base runner through five innings tonight. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Mateo Gil, Junior Tilley, and Ryland Thomas. 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. Blue Claws a 6-0 lead. Jersey Shore, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, 1 error. They have yet to allow pick up a base runner in this ballgame. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of the sixth. Gil struck out his first time, and the first pitch of the sixth from Osterberg is high for ball one. But our question last night, Francisco Lindor, 14th player in franchise history to hit his 200th career home run with the Mets. As Gil takes a strike, it's 1-1. Our question is, who was the last? That player did play in a couple of rehab games for Brooklyn, the 1-1. And Gil fights it off the hands. It's 1-2. Any guesses, Johnny, if you haven't seen the answer?
I had a very random guess, and then I looked him up on Baseball Reference and saw that he finished with 197 career homers, so I know it's invalid.
The 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Who was the one that finished 3 homers short?
The name I was going to go with, which was very out of left field. I have no idea why this is the name that came to mind. It was Michael Kadire.
Michael Kadire. Oh, what? Wasn't he on the 15 or 16 Mets? The 2-2 pitch fouled off the catcher and remains at 2-2.
I think he was 16.
Michael Kadire, underrated player, had a really good career with the Twins. 2-time All-Star, Silver Slugger, former batting champion. No, he was on the 2015 Mets.
He was on the 15, okay.
Give that man a National League championship ring. As Gil hits it sharply but foul off the railing in front of the third base dugout.
That year was just, I mean, we spent some time earlier, Justin, talking about how special it was in October. It wasn't even just October.
No, it was not.
I was in the building that August series against the Nationals that weekend where they overtook first. And Lucas Duda, Yoenis Cespedes just went on absolute tears.
2-2 high, 3-2 was my first year working for the Tennessee Smokies. Remember being back in the studio, Tennessee was playing a road game. And remember being it. Just fouled off the leg. Gil stays at a full count. But was in the studio relaying trade news to my boss, Mick Gillespie, still calls the games for the Smokies. And one of the trades I remember being like, hey, Mick, by the way, the Mets are trading Wilmer Flores and such to the Brewers for Carlos Gomez. Swing and a miss, and Gil down on strikes for the second time. 16 up, 16 down for Osterberg, one away in the sixth. For Junior Tillian, grounded out to third his first time. And then in the middle of that game, I remember watching the game on my iPad, seeing the tears flow from the eyes of Wilmer, and then having to get back on the IFB and be like, hey, by the way, that trade isn't happening now. And then, of course, Cespedes came over a few days later, and as they say, the rest was history.
He hit baseballs that I've never seen someone at Citi Field hit with that much raw power.
The 0-1, and Tillian a line drive left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. So after having to wait until the ninth inning in the opening game of the last set of six in this homestand for the first hit of the day, Junior Tillian takes the anxiousness out of the Maimonides Park faithful. Lines a single to left center. First base runner, first hit for Brooklyn after 16 straight retired by Osterberg. But Johnny, to focus on the lefty for a second, what a start to the night for the Wisconsin native.
He's just been masterful, and that doesn't do it justice.
Ryland Thomas fouls it back at 0-1. So let's get you the answer to the question before we hit the end of this sixth inning. But the last Met to hit his 200th career home run for the franchise was none other than New Jersey's own Todd Frazier. Down and away, it's one ball and one strike. Frazier played two rehab games for Brooklyn in 2018. Went 2-for-8 with a home run. One on, one out. 1-1 the count on Thomas. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time. 1-1 outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Thomas reunited with his USC teammate, DeAndre Smith. Both draftees of the Mets last year. DeAndre in the 5th round. Rylan in the 11th round. Good athletic bloodlines. His father, Chris, a former NFL wide receiver and a Super Bowl champion. The 2-1. Outside, it's three balls and one strike. Rylan did have a brief stint on the IL in St. Lucie from April 30th until May the 20th. But was hitting a .333 in his last 11 games at the single-A level. As Thomas takes a knee-high strike, it's full 3-2. One of those weird things in baseball. Tillian takes his lead. The payoff pitch. Thomas off the hands. It's 3-2 still. Rylan Thomas, a unique name. There's been one other Rylan Thomas in baseball history. Spelled differently. This one has an H in his name. The other one did not. I've called games for both of them as their primary broadcaster now. 3-2 outside and low. It's a walk to Thomas. First free pass given up by Osterberg tonight, who is barreling towards 90 pitches on the evening. That is 86th. So two on and one out for Alex Ramirez as the pitching coach for Jersey Shore. Sauntering out to the mound, that is Phil Condari. But the other ironic thing, the other Rylan Thomas, who was in the Reds organization, was also once drafted by the Mets. Oh, just weird coincidences. Weird how baseball works like that sometimes. Two on, one out. Bottom of the sixth. Jersey Shore, though, a 6-0 lead. Three runs in the second. Three runs in the sixth. You see some milling about out beyond the left field wall. Looks to be Cam Wynn who will be the man to start warming down the line. Another good one tomorrow. We mentioned Tyler Stewart scheduled to make the start for Brooklyn. Will be our Thursday night meal deal. Dinner and a show for just $20. Get a hot dog, chicken tenders, or a burger, plus chips and a soft drink, a $3 upcharge if you want the kosher option. Come out to the ballpark tomorrow. Gates open at 6. Call 718-387-BKLYN or log on to brooklyncyclones.com. Alex Ramirez takes low. It's one ball and no strikes. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Wednesday evening. First of 12 straight days of the game for Brooklyn. As Ramirez takes high, it's two balls and no strikes. One final already in the South Atlantic League today. It's interesting looking at the schedule. There were four teams in action last night. 2-0 inside and low for ball three. And now Osterberg in danger of walking the bases loaded. I'm going to guess those four squads will have off on Independence Day, July the 4th. I feel like that's such a very unusual, or off on July the 3rd. I feel like it's just very unusual in minor league baseball. So Ramirez takes a strike. It's 3-1, but two of those teams are Greensboro and Hickory. They played yesterday and again this afternoon. Hickory a 6-2 winner in their matinee. Avi Melick Ortiz, the reigning league player of the week, hit his 10th homer of the year, the 3-1. And Ramirez laid on a fastball. It's full 3-2. Ernie Ordonia has a two-run home run for Greensboro. Everything else in the league in progress. Top of the sixth, Greenville leading Asheville on the road 11-6, Greenville a 7-run top of the fifth. The payoff, Ramirez late on the heater, strike three. Osterberg been dialing up some extra velocity on the heater today. And there are two out in the sixth inning. Well, for Osterberg, that's his seventh strikeout tonight. And there are two on and two out for Kevin Parada. Parada 0 for 2, a couple of fly balls tonight. On Roman Anthony, Brian Gonzalez. Just a swing and a miss by Parada. It's 0-1. Nick Decker, Reiner Bonassi, all with home runs for Greenville. Jacob Melton, Colin Price, Tommy Sacco Jr. all went deep for the tourists. This is a flare out behind first. Out is Wingrove. He won't get there. It lands for a base hit. Tilley in rounds third. He'll score. Getting waved around is Rylan Thomas. The throw in only makes it a first base. It's a two-run base hit for Kevin Parada. And Brooklyn is on the board at 6-2 with two out in the sixth. Wasn't the hardest ball Kevin will hit all season. But Parada extending his on-base streak to 13, his hitting streak to 8. RBIs 28 and 29 will be credited with a two-run double. His team-leading 15th two-base hit of the year. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. And now Abraham Almonte with a heavy swing and a miss. And the count 0-1. How about Kevin Parada as of late for Brooklyn? Even with all the changes he's made in his stance, thriving in all different ways at the dish right now as Almonte takes in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike.
Really an extra base hit machine too, Justin. Last week we saw him hit a couple of triples against the Renegades. The doubles obviously have been there all year, as you mentioned. Just has gap-to-gap type power and real command of the strike zone, particularly as of recently.
The 1-1. Almonte, a high fly ball. Left field. Back into his right is Lee Sang, ranging from fair to foul ground, and this one gets into the Jersey Shore bullpen. Didn't have quite enough depth to get out of the ballpark, but enough backspin to get out of the field of play and keep Almonte at the plate. Rome, who took 4 of 6 from Jersey Shore last week. Back at home, they lead Bowling Green 1-0, going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Three different Brave pitchers combining on a six-hit shutout tonight. Hudson Valley trailing Wilmington 4-0 in the top of the seventh. Lucius Fox has homered on a minor league rehab assignment. Will Frizzell has gone deep as well for Wilmington. And bottom of the sixth in Aberdeen, the other team that hosted last night. Almonte takes inside. It's 2-2. Winston-Salem and Aberdeen tied at 3. In that contest down at Leidos Field. Brooklyn 2 runs in the sixth. They trail 6-2. Looking for more. Break even. Almonte takes up and away. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch will be number 100 tonight for Osterberg. Goes without saying that will be his high watermark of the season. Previous high, 91 in his last start. Look at the Mets organization scores. Mets and Brewers tied at 2. The payoff, swing and a miss, got him. Off speed away. And Osterberg is 8th strikeout of the night. That a season high. But Brooklyn breaks up the no-hit bid as well as the shutout. 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 man left at the end of 6. 6-2 Jersey Shore on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the major league rehabber, Eliezer Hernandez. Hernandez struck out two in a scoreless inning on Sunday afternoon. Hernandez, 6'1", 214, 28 years old from Ocumare del Tuy in Venezuela, acquired by the Mets during the offseason from the Marlins, part of a trade that also sent Jeff Brigham to New York, Franklin Sanchez, and another minor leaguer in Jake Mangum went over to Miami in that deal. A couple of former Cyclones, and with 3-4-5 due up in the seventh, stepping up to the play-by-play microphone is Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thank you. Cyclone appearance number two for Eliezer Hernandez. Saw him back on Sunday after he worked one clean inning, allowed one hit, and struck out two Hudson Valley batters. His first pitch misses down and in towards the ankles of the left-handed hitting first baseman Rickson Wingrove. It's 1-0. Jersey Shore 6, Brooklyn 2, 1-0. This one hit in the air, shallow right field, and down for a base hit in front of the right fielder. Parking in at first base with a leadoff single in the seventh, that's Wingrove. First time he's reached today in four plate appearances. Now Marcus Lee Seng with a runner on first and nobody out.
Final line for Jeffrey Colon tonight. Six innings, does give up six runs, five earned on nine hits, a walk, three strikeouts. A wild pitch, two hit batters, 90 total pitches and 59 strikes.
Really only had two bad innings. First pitch misses up and in to the lefty hitting Marcus Lee Seng. It's 1-0. The Blue Claws with three runs in the top of the second, three more in the top of the sixth. But outside of that, Jeffrey Colon held his own, 1-0. Misses in towards the knees, and it's 2-0 to Marcus Lee Seng. But these Cyclones bats now will have their work cut out for them. Slowly but surely started to chip away at that deficit with a two spot in the home sixth. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. Runner on first, the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 2-1. Eliezer Hernandez making his second start, or second appearance, I should say, with the Cyclones. Came over to the Mets from the Miami Marlins organization this past offseason. Working out of the stretch, wearing his home white jersey. A glance over towards first, now the 2-1. Clips the inner half for a called strike, and it is 2-2 now to Marcus Lee Seng. Lee Seng today 0-3, a strikeout and two ground outs out of the cleanup spot for the Blue Claws. Really gets deep into his stance, bent at the knees, sort of crouched over in a sense. Here's a 2-2. Misses inside and twists Lee Seng around in the process. Marcus works the count full. More and more night sky starting to take form here. Little to no daylight left. Not quite pitch black, but getting pretty close to it. 3-2. Runner goes. It's scorched in the air to straightaway center field, taking Ramirez back towards the track at the wall, and it's gone. A two-run homer off the bat of Marcus Lee Seng. Alex Ramirez was on his high horse to get to that baseball, but there was only so much real estate for him before he ran out of room. Two-run blast, 8-2 Blue Claws.
And that just so impressive. That's about as far a part of the ballpark as you can poke one out. And that's part of the reason why I think both of us thought it would stay in the ballpark. Very rarely, if at all, we've seen someone send one out
in that direction this season, and Lee Sang did it with relative ease.
Now Nick Ward, first pitch to him is a fastball just off the plate for ball one. So a tough start to Eliezer Hernandez's evening. Comes on in relief of Jeffrey Colon. His first two batters, single and homer. 1-0. Ward takes a strike. And it's a ball and a strike now. Ward got the party started for Jersey Shore back in the second, when he was hit by a pitch, later came around to score the ball game's first run. 1-1. Foul tip. And it's a ball and two strikes. If you're just joining us, Matt Osterberg, Jersey Shore's starter, was perfect through 5 1/3. Hernandez fires a 1-2. And it misses just a bit low. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to the Jersey Shore third baseman. But that first run Ward scored, not the only time he's touched home plate today. Doubled to lead off the second, and later came around to score in that trip to the base pads as well. 2-2. Golfed in the air on the right, left side, I should say, in foul ground. And the third baseman, Lugo, over to make the catch just in front of the Jersey Shore dugout.
That was something I've never seen happen before. You probably didn't catch it on the camera, and maybe, Johnny, you didn't see it either because you were following the ball. But the umpire, the home plate umpire, was racing over to make that call, and one of the baseballs fell out of his pocket and rolled alongside him towards the front step of the Jersey Shore dugout. So for a brief period of time, there were 2 live balls on the field to play.
Oh, we don't need that. We don't need anyone getting tripped up by an extra baseball.
I'm going to say no harm, no foul, but just one of those weird things, you know, it's like, that's not supposed to be there.
First pitch misses up and away to Anthony Kiriot. Imagine you're a fielder, you see the ball hit up in the air, next thing you know, you notice one down on the ground. Wait, how did that get there? Did I miss something? 1-0. Misses, no, called strike rather, at the bottom of the zone on the breaking ball, and it's 1-1 now to Anthony Kiriot.
And honestly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more with umpires running around with those baseballs in either pocket along the side.
Sometimes it is marvelous to think about how they fit all those baseballs in there. 1-1 is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes. They just keep going. It's like an endless supply. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out, bases empty. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Eliezer Hernandez's first punch out of the night. He sits down Anthony Kiriot. That only the 4th strikeout so far this evening for Brooklyn pitching as a whole. But there are now 2 gone with the bases empty for Leandro Pineda. Hernandez working briskly, his first pitch. Misses up and away. And it's 1-0 to Pineda. Pineda, like Ward, 2 batters before him, has scored not once but twice so far this evening. 1-0. Fouled off on the left-handed side. And it's a ball and a strike now to Pineda. Leandro did some damage his last time up, doubled home Ward. Infield back towards the green-shaded turf. 1-1. Late on a fastball was Pineda, and it's a ball and 2 strikes now. Some action brewing down the line in the Brooklyn bullpen just next to the right field foul pole.
Manny Rodriguez up and throwing.
So we'll see how long the leash is here for Hernandez. 1-2. Misses just a hair inside. Entirety of the Brooklyn infield, a slight step towards the dugout on the first base side. But they'll need to wait at least 1 pitch more before they can make their way back towards the bench. 2-2 in the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Base is empty. Blue Claws 8 and Cyclones 2. Jersey Shore out hitting Brooklyn 11-2 on the night. Here's a 3-2. Chopped on the right side, playable for Gill, the first baseman. He collects and taps the first base bag in time for out number 3. But not before the Blue Claws tack on 2 more on a 2-run jack to straight center from Marcus Lee Sang. 8-2 Blue Claws on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On is the right-hander Tommy McCullum, one of the Phillies' top 30 prospects by Baseball America and MLB.com. McCullum, 6'5", 255, 24 years old, from Clemens, North Carolina. Final line for Matt Osterberg, Johnny. Six innings, two runs, both earned on just two hits. Walked one, struck out eight. I would imagine, career high, 100 pitches and 63 strikes tonight. Osterberg came into play today, winning each of his last three starts. And if this score holds, he'll make it four in a row this evening.
Yeah, he was real sharp. And that doesn't even paint the picture enough. Osterberg, who took a perfect game into the sixth inning, was perfect through five and a third. Cyclones did tack on two in the home half of the sixth once he had given up that perfect game on a two-run double from Kevin Parada. But it is an 8-2 lead for Jersey Shore. And now Tommy McCollum on to make sure that Osterberg's brilliance does not go to waste. And for McCollum, he'll get the heart. 4-5-6 of the Brooklyn batting order here in the bottom of the seventh. All stretched out at Maimonides Park. And we'll find out now if the Brooklyn bats have any sort of rally in them down the home stretch of this baseball game. First, William Lugo, then Omar De Los Santos, and then DeAndre Smith, the three at the minimum that McCollum will face here in the home seventh. First, Lugo, a right-handed hitting third baseman. 0-2 so far tonight. Struck out swinging in the second and lined out to short in the fifth. William at just .195 so far this season. The righty McCollum deals in a first pitch fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lugo did not play in Brooklyn's walk-off win back on Sunday over Hudson Valley. A four-game win streak in jeopardy here for the Cyclones. 0-1. Called strike, just clipped the outer black, and it is 0-2. Jersey Shore leading the season series against the Cyclones 8-6 so far this year. A little bit weird with the scheduling. 0-2. Misses low and away. It's a ball and two strikes. These two teams have played three series against each other already. Two of them, three games. One of them, eight games. 1-2, Lugo takes in the dirt. For context, 6 is normal. But that first three-game set was opening weekend, an abbreviated series. The following one saw half of what was supposed to be 6 games rained out for only 3, and then the next time had some makeups for the 8. 2-2, Lugo takes inside, and it's 3-2. A little bit of an odd scheduling quirk when it comes to the Cyclones and the Blue Claws, so far at least here in 2023. 3-2. Lugo swings and misses on what may have been ball 4. Got a piece. Foul tip held. Either way, Lugo down on strikes for the second time today. Tommy McCollum starts his evening with a strikeout. Eighth of the night so far by Jersey Shore pitching. And there's one gone with the bases empty. Still 8-2 Blue Claws.
And one of the other things that makes it interesting is there was originally 27 scheduled games between the two sides.
First pitch, swinging a high fly on the left side. Not very deep. Lee Sang towards the line, and he reaches up to make the one-handed catch for out number two. So De Los Santos now 0-3 today. He's sat down, and it's bases empty, two gone for DeAndre Smith.
You mentioned the 3-3-8 of the first three series between these two sides. Brooklyn was only scheduled to host Jersey Shore for 9 games this year, but was scheduled for 18 on the road against the Blue Claws this season.
Definitely is odd in terms of how it was structured. First pitch to DeAndre Smith, the fastball towards his hips for ball one. Former Cyclone now with Binghamton Christian Scott continuing to trend in the right direction, making the start with the Rumble Ponies tonight, 1-0. And Smith takes a fastball in yet again. It's 2-0. 7 innings of shutout ball. 2 hits, 6 strikeouts on 106 pitches from Christian with Double-A Binghamton. 2-0. It's flared back, foul. And it's 2-1 now to DeAndre Smith. For Christian, a career high in innings and pitches thrown tonight. And all told, through 3 starts at the Double-A level, he's got a shiny 1.37 ERA, 23 punchouts in 19 innings and change. 2-1. Taken for a called strike by Smith, and it's 2-2.
And I know wins aren't really a focused pitcher stat anymore, but he's made 3 Double-A starts, Johnny. He's got 3 Double-A wins.
Base is empty, 2 gone, 2-2. And it's fouled off the nub of the bat. Did it hit Smith?
No, he swung at
it. Oh, he went around. He offered. Okay, so DeAndre retired. 2 punch outs in the frame for McCollum, who has a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh and preserves a 6-run Blue Claw lead, 8-2, as we head to the eighth on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Time for another Baikal Auto Mall pitching change as we enter inning number 8. Brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. It is the Major League rehabber Sean Reed Foley on in relief now for the Cyclones. Reed Foley, who comes on as the third Brooklyn pitcher of the night so far, after one major league rehabber and Eliezer Hernandez, now it's Reed Foley's turn to come on and toss the eighth inning. It is 8-2 Jersey Shore as we head to the eighth here, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Eric Brito, Jared Carr, Hao Yu Lee, the three do up against the former Met and Blue Jay. And the first pitch he throws, a fastball ripped by Brito. And the count 0-1. Reed Foley, 6'3", 230 pounds. Will turn 28 in August from Agana Heights in Guam. Reed Foley from the first base side of the mound, the 0-1. And a fastball hits the outside corner. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Reed Foley joining Brooklyn from Single-A St. Lucie earlier today. Made three appearances, two rehab starts there. Did not allow a run on one hit in three innings. Did not walk a batter and struck out four. Reed Foley's 0-2. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike three called. Three pitches, three strikes, one strikeout for Reed Foley to begin his Cyclones tenure. Paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Is it them in Brooklyn in the Bronx? Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Final line for Eliezer Hernandez. One inning, gave up two runs on two hits. The two runs on a two-run Marcus Lee Sang home run. No walks and a strikeout, 23 pitches, 13 strikes. Jared Carr, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And the first pitch fastball hits the bottom of the zone. And the count 0-1. Reed Foley pitching for the first time since game one of a doubleheader for St. Lucie. That was back on Sunday through a scoreless inning. Struck out two out of the bullpen. The 0-1. And that pitch misses low. It's one ball and one strike. Reed Foley, a former top 100 prospect in baseball, ranked as high as number 64 by MLB.com. Originally a second-round pick out of high school by the Blue Jays in 2014. The 1-1, and Carr takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Reed Foley acquired by the Mets back in January of 2021. He was part of the return for Steven Matz when the Mets dealt him north of the border. Former Cyclone, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Elevated fastball, two batters, two strikeouts for Reed Foley. Two out in the top of the eighth. Back to the top of the order and Hao Yu Lee. Now painted the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Is it them in Brooklyn in the Bronx? Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. But was acquired with Josh Winkowski and Yency Diaz in exchange for Steven Matz, working himself back from a partially torn right UCL. Righty's first pitch to Lee bounced on the ground up the third base line, and the count 0-1. Reed Foley, you look at his major league career, has appeared in 40 big league games, has made 13 starts, 19 relief appearances over 2 years with the Mets, a career 4.66 major league ERA and 102 and a third innings. The 0-1 off the outside edge, it's 1-1. Reed Foley was a free agent this offseason. Mets re-signed him to a minor league contract in December. Started his rehab in St. Lucie on June the 17th. The 1-1 on the outside half hits 1-2. Brooklyn will have 7, 8, and 9 due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jersey Shore 8, Brooklyn 2. Opening game of this six-game series. One-two offering. This lined off the end of the bat into right. Coming on as Thomas lunges and he makes the grab to end the inning. Nifty play by the speedy Ryland Thomas to take away a base hit from Hao Yu Lee and close out a 1-2-3 inning for Sean Reed Foley. Impressive job done by the 27-year-old. 1-2-3 go the Blue Claws to the bottom of the eighth. 8-2 Jersey Shore on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
New pitcher in the game for Jersey Shore. All Tommy McCollum had to do was work one clean inning. No hits, two strikeouts. Now it's Wesley Moore into the game for Jersey Shore. The third Blue Claw pitcher of the night, Justin. He's working with a six-run lead, 8-2 here in the bottom of the eighth.
Thank you, Johnny. Moore standing 6'2", 200 pounds. Will turn 24 in September from Surrey in British Columbia. Lefty against the righty, Mateo Gill, who's 0-2. And the first pitch, fastball on the outside, Black, in the count 0-1. Moore recently joining Jersey Shore from single-A Clearwater. The 0-1, Gill off the end of the bat to first. Backhanded by Wingrove. Gill racing to first, and he's safe. Wesley Moore was late to get over. And Gill legs out an infield base hit to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Good hustle from Mateo. And there is one on and nobody out for Junior Tillian. It was close play over there at first. And the call made by Brian Laws saying Gill is safe. Junior Tillian, 1-for-2, broke up the perfect game bid in the sixth. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Moore making his fifth appearance with the Blue Claws. Five shutout innings, three hits, no walks, and six strikeouts coming into play tonight. As Tillian fouls it back, it's 0-2. Moore at a .72 ERA in 17 games at single-A Clearwater. So in 21 outings this year, between two levels, a 0.60 ERA. There was scoreless inning against Rome. That was on Friday. His last time out, the 0-2. And Tillian out in front for strike three. So Wesley Moore picks up his first strikeout of the night. One away in the bottom of the eighth for Rylan Thomas. Walked and came around to score his last time up for Brooklyn. But Moore, fastball, curveball, changeup. Undrafted free agent signee by the Phillies back in November out of Kansas State. Lefty's first pitch, the lefty Thomas. This one fouled right in front of the luxury level. It is 0-1. And prior to pitching in Clearwater this year, his last official appearance came in a collegiate summer league last year after the Kansas State and Division I season ended. As Thomas fouls it back 0-2. Made five appearances, one start for the Bellingham Bells of the West Coast League. That was his last game action, at least according to Baseball Reference. You see the bat boy almost making the play off the screen. The 0-2, and Thomas wears it right by his red number 9. So Moore plunks his fifth hitter of the season. And Brooklyn now with two on and one out in the eighth inning. Back to the top of the order and Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0-3, struck out his last time up against Osterberg in the sixth. Jersey Shore an 8-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lou Claus 3 in the second, 3 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh. Both of Brooklyn's runs in the sixth as Ramirez hits a high fly ball left center field. Got underneath it a tad, back into his left. Lee Sang on the warning track makes the catch. Jared Carr had to hightail it out of the way to avoid a disaster. And Ramirez along out number two, out to left center field. It's the second time we've nearly seen Jersey Shore collide in the outfield today. There was one earlier with Hau-Yu Lee going out and the right fielder Rincones coming in, and Lee had a feet first slide out of the way. So two on and two out for Kevin Parada, has provided Brooklyn's only two runs tonight with a double to right in his last at-bat. As two more ducks on the pond here. And Moore's first pitch to Parada, taken low for ball one. Parada, a first-team All-American last year. College baseball season came to an end on Monday night. LSU over Florida in the deciding game. The 1-0. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. It's 2-0. No word of whether or not Christian Scott owes Paul Gervais anything. Gervais out of LSU, Scott out of Florida. I already made that joke once earlier this season, or during the College World Series, I want to say.
What an interesting championship series it was.
2-0 foul back, 2-1. I think I made the same comment to Gervais when LSU and Tennessee were playing, and I turned to him and I said, so what does Blade owe you if LSU wins? And his response was, unfortunately, nothing. The Cyclone pitcher's behaving. Two on and two out. The 2-1 to Parada. Outside, it's three balls and a strike. And yeah, it was. The last two games were rather lopsided. Florida scored 24 runs.
Something like that.
In that game, too. Cyclones on the top step of the dugout. As Parada checks his swing, did he go? No, he did not. Ball four. And Kevin on base for the second time tonight. And the Cyclones have him loaded against Moore in the eighth. Brings up the minor league rehabber, Abraham Almonte. 0-3 tonight. Struck out. And his last at-bat in the sixth against Osterberg. So a single, a hit batter, and a walk. The base is full for Brooklyn. Switch hitter from the right-hand side. And Almonte, a check swing ground ball towards second. To his left, Lee. Quick transfer and throw in time. And the side retired. So Brooklyn threatens, but unable to capitalize in the eighth. No runs, a hit. Bases left full. To the ninth inning we go. Jersey Shore 8, Brooklyn 2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sean Reed, Foley's day is done after one inning. He strikes out two and looks pretty good doing it. Reed Foley after just one frame out. Another Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Manny Rodriguez in to pitch the ninth for the Cyclones. You trail by six, Justin. It's 8-2. Only three base hits tonight for Brooklyn. But Rodriguez will try to hurl a clean ninth before Brooklyn has its last licks.
But not ruining the good vibes in the crowd. Catholic Schools night here on Coney Island. Luke Claus, as Johnny mentioned, an 8-2 lead. Rodriguez takes over. Manny, 5'10", 180, will celebrate his 27th birthday coming up a week from yesterday. July the 4th is Manny's birthday from Fort Greene, Brooklyn. Gabriel Rincones, Rickson Wingrove, Marcus Lee Sang. 3-2 up against Manny in the ninth. And Rodriguez first pitch high. And the count 1-0. Rodriguez, former 10th round pick of the Mets out of Cincinnati, making his 16th appearance. 1-0. Fastball inside, 2-0. Rodriguez, 1-3, a 4.32 ERA, one save. 17 hits in 25 innings. Has walked 20 and struck out 18. A 2-0. And that low. It's three balls and no strikes. Rodriguez took the loss against Hudson Valley last Wednesday. Gave up three runs, but just one earned on one hit. Walked two, did not record a strikeout. 3-0. And Rincones swings away and pops it up. Shallow right center field. Second baseman Smith calling for it. A little bunny hop. And with two hands, makes the catch with Ramirez behind him. A little bit of an adventure out there for DeAndre, who has a sly grin. But all's well as long as it ends up in the leather, and that's the case for Smith. One out in the top of the ninth. Brings up Rickson Wingrove, single to right. Came around to score on the Lee Sang home run his last time. That was against Eliezer Hernandez. 1-for-4 in this ball game is Wingrove. Rodriguez kicks and offers. And the fastball misses down by the shins. It's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez making his fifth appearance against Jersey Shore this year has only allowed two runs in his first 4 2/3 innings as Wingrove swings and misses off balance there. It's one ball and one strike. Looking around the Mets affiliates today. Right now, Mets at home against Milwaukee. Rubber game of that series. The 1-1. Low and in. It's two balls and a strike. Mets trailing 3-2 going to the top of the eighth. Tommy Pham's solo home run is eighth of the year. Rodriguez works from the third base side of the rubber. It's 2-1. And Wingrove almost leaping at that baseball away. It's two balls and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse won earlier today against the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Yankees affiliate. 2-2. Low, it's full. Three balls and two strikes. How about former Cyclone Nick Meyer? Multi-home run game. His third and fourth home runs of the year. Mike Vassell went three innings, allowed four runs on six hits. Been a bit of a bumpy start at the AAA level for Vassell, who will represent the Mets coming up a couple weeks from now out in Seattle as a part of the All-Star Futures game as Wingrove strikes out. Got him on the off-speed down. Gnarly pitch with 12-6 movement from Rodriguez. And two out in the top of the ninth. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Marcus Lee Sang extended his hitting streak to 9 with that long home run back in the seventh. He's 1-for-4. First pitch to him, low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. As Johnny mentioned earlier, AA Binghamton, a 3-0 shutout win over Hartford Rockies affiliate. Christian Scott, Dyson Acosta, William Woods combining on a three-hit shutout. 1-0. Outside for ball two. Scott, his third double-A win, seven innings, no runs, two hits, struck out six. Jalen Palmer made his double-A debut today, batted ninth and played left, went 0 for 3 with a strikeout. As Lee Sang takes low, it's three balls and no strikes. So thrilled for Jalen after what basically amounted to two full seasons in Brooklyn, half of 21, all of last year, and half of 23. Going up to the double-A level for the first time. A 3-0. And Lee Sang looks at a called strike. It's 3-1. Palmer leaving Brooklyn after his franchise record 200th game on Sunday. Leaving Brooklyn, the all-time leader in games played at bats, plate appearances, runs scored, walks, and stolen bases, as well as hit by pitches. As Lee Sang takes in the dirt for ball four. And the Blue Claws with one on and two out of the ninth for Nick Ward. Well, was also second all-time in total bases and extra base hits. Third in hits and RBI and tied for fourth all-time in home runs. So great to see Jalen get an opportunity up there. Wish him the best of luck for his pitch to Nick Ward. Called strike. And the count 0-1. Single A St. Lucie going to the bottom of the eighth. They trail at home 8-5. Dunedin has scored two in the seventh, four in the eighth to turn a 5-2 deficit into an 8-5 lead. Kevin Villavicencio, his first homer of the year for St. Lucie, a grand slam. As Ward takes a called strike, it's 0-2. Tough day for Javier Atencio out of the bullpen. Eduardo Salazar 0-3 in his first game back in the Florida State League. One on and two out. Runner not being held. The 0-2 pitch outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Florida Complex League, the only other team in action. Mets walking off the Astros 6-5 on a Jesus Baez RBI double. Simone Juan, a two-run homer, his first of the year, as Ward swings and misses at the breaking ball for strike three. Foul tip into the glove of Parada. Ward can't believe it. He thought it bounced, pointing at spots in the dirt. But he'll strike out, and Rodriguez faces one over the minimum in the ninth. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn needs six to tie. Seven to walk it off. William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, DeAndre Smith, the 3-2 up. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the ninth. From Maimonides Park, Brooklyn's got some work to do. Blue Claws 8, Cyclones 2. New pitcher in the game for the Blue Claws. It is Orion Kirkring. Fourth pitcher used by Greg Brodzinski tonight for Jersey Shore. Comes on in relief of Wesley Moore, whose final line, one inning, one hit, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And now Kirkring on to try to slam the door against these Cyclones bats. He'll get 4-5-6. Lugo, De Los Santos, and Smith in the frame to start the home ninth, Justin.
Yeah, Orion Kirkering a guy some Philly fans are hoping will be a big factor in their bullpen as early as September. Was the Phillies' fifth-round pick last year out of South Florida. But at midseason, Baseball America did their re-rank of the Phillies' top 30 prospects, jumped from the 20s to number 6. And top-ranked prospect on this Blue Claw roster. And his first pitch slider, low to William Lugo. It's 1-0. Lugo 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Kerkering's 1-0. And a slider misses up and in. It's 2-0. Kerkering making his 16th appearance with the Blue Claws. 2-0, a 1.56 ERA. The 2-0 is ripped into left field, back into his right. Lee Sang, it's over his head and off the base of the fence. Lugo on his way to second. Throw there by Lee Sang, not in time. Lugo just getting in there head first ahead of the tag by Lee. So William Lugo with a TD Bank double. Brought to you by TD Bank and their double-up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So if you throw it hard, sometimes it comes back at you hard. And that was the case there for Lugo, who picks up the two-base knock. So for Lugo, his fourth double of the year. And now it's Omar De Los Santos 0-for-3. Kerkering 3-for-3 in safe tries with Jersey Shore. Not one here. 10 hits in 17 in the third inning. 6 walks, 25 strikeouts. Righty's first pitch and a fastball ripped by him. And it's 0-1. Kerkering last pitched against Rome on Sunday through a scoreless perfect inning. 12 pitches, 9 strikes. The 0-1 off the plate in. It's 1-1. Kerkering made two appearances the last time these two teams met through 2 2/3 scoreless innings, struck out 5 of the 10 batters he faced. Did pick up a save. The 1-1 inside, right by the belt buckle. It's 2 balls and a strike. Final line up for Wesley Moore. 1 inning, no runs, a hit. A walk and a strikeout through 15 pitches and 10 strikes, also hit a batter. Kerkering's 2-1. And De Los Santos chases a slider in the dirt, throwing behind the runner as Kirion and fires it into center field. Oh, with a 6-run game, Lugo going to stay put at second. So the count 2-2 on Omar. Kerkering, a guy who can dial it up in excess of triple digits on the radar gun. A high spin, mid-80s slider. That's about all he needs to thrive the way he has. The 2-2 pitch, low. And the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Split his time last year at USF between the rotation and the bullpen. But he will be a big league reliever. The payoff. De Los Santos, a line drive. Oh, what a leaping snag by Nick Ward at third base for the first out of the ninth inning. Nick Ward looked like he needed a high ladder to reel that one in, using every inch of his vertical leap to take away a base hit and probably an RBI from De Los Santos. Jumped so high he couldn't even come back down on his own 2 feet. So one out for DeAndre Smith, who fouls it off the hands. It's 0-1.
Is there a hidden trampoline somewhere buried under the turf there on the third base side?
Well, I remember seeing somewhere that slam ball is making its way back. If you remember, you might be a little too young for that, Johnny, to remember the old trampoline basketball games that used to air on, I think, Fox Sports Net here in New York.
Oh, I've seen plenty of clips of it.
As Smith takes a check swing strike, it's 0-2. So maybe one of those trampolines snuck its way underneath the turf here. The 0-2 pitch. Ooh! That hit him. Where did that hit him? They're going to call it a foul ball. And Smith saying it hit him right on the elbow guard. And trying to show that right now to the home plate umpire. That is Elliot Melton. Chris Newell, the third base coach and manager, coming down to argue. And Anthony Kirion going out to have a talk with Kerkering. I want to see a replay on that. Smith didn't really flinch at all after getting hit with that pitch. The two umpires are going to get together and discuss it. It clearly hit off of something, either the bat or the elbow guard. It didn't hit the flesh of Smith, which is thankful. And they are going to keep it a foul ball. No, they're going to give him first base. Figured they would have pointed down to first to call that. That's where I got confused. Now, Greg Brodzinski, also affectionately known as Bull, will come out to talk with the home plate umpire. Brodzinski, Jersey guy, former Phillies prospect in his own right. It'll be a hit batter. And then Brooklyn with two on and one out in the bottom of the ninth. Now, as calm of conversations as you can see between two managers and the umpiring crew, I guess that'll happen in a six-run game with one out in the ninth inning. Although Newell and Brodzinski have a very good working relationship. So much so when Brodzinski was ejected the last time these two teams met on June the 4th. The Brooklyn coaching staff really couldn't believe it because Greg's not a guy that gets too boisterous. As Gill fouls it away, it's 0-1. And like any manager, can get a little animated from time to time. Two on, one out, the 0-1. And Gill takes high. It's one ball and one strike. Jersey Shore, 8 runs, 11 hits. No errors, they have left 6. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 4 hits, an error, they have left 4. Righty offers, and Gill, a high fly ball to left. Back into his right, Lee Sang, ranging in front of the warning track. Makes the catch in front of the Coors Light signage. Two down now in the ninth, and the Blue Claws one out away from a series opening victory. So last chance for Brooklyn to keep their 4-game win streak alive. And it'll be Junior Tillian, who's 1-for-3. Tillian, just 20 years old, won't turn 21 until September. And the first pitch from Kirkering misses down and in, squirts away from Kirion. But as with before, a 6-run game, Lugo not going to potentially make that final out at third. And it's one ball and no strikes. Reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report. As Tillian pops it in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Wingrove on the warning track in front of the Brooklyn bench. Makes the catch, and the ball game is over. As the Blue Claws snap Brooklyn's 4-game winning streak, they take the opening game of this 6-game series. The final tally tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 8 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Blue Claws take the opener in convincing fashion tonight. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll get to that after these messages right here on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, all good things have to come to an end, and tonight that is Brooklyn's season-high tying four-game winning streak as the Blue Claws take the opener tonight by a final of 8-2 with the loss, Brooklyn dropping it to 3-1 in the second half. 31-38 on the season. Jersey Shore with the win, improving to 3-1 in the half. 38-31 on the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. It was Jeffrey Colon to start for Brooklyn against the left-hander Matt Osterberg. Both teams went down 1-2-3 in the first, but it was in the top of the second that the Blue Claws took the lead and it never looked back. With one out, Nick Ward was plunked on an 0-2 back foot slider, and that was a harbinger of things to come. Anthony Kirion singled on the next pitch to center. Then Leandro Pineda walked on five pitches to load the bases. With Eric Brito at the plate, a wild pitch allowed Ward to score, made it 1-0. Moved up runners to second and third. And Eric Brito, an RBI ground out to short, made it a 2-0 game. Jared Carr followed with an RBI single to right. And the Blue Claws had a 3-0 advantage after two innings of play. In the sixth, Jersey Shore would continue to tack on. Final frame of work for Colon gave up a leadoff double to Ward after Anthony Kirion struck out. It was Leandro Pineda with a chance to give the Blue Claws further cushioning. Cardinals, the 1-0, and Pineda hammers one in the air to center. Long run back for Ramirez, a way back to the warning track, and that one's off the 4-12 marker. Rounding third, heading to the plate is Ward. He'll score standing up. It's a long RBI double for Leandro Pineda. Hits it in any other ballpark, it's likely a two-run homer. An RBI double by Leandro Pineda made it a 4-0 Jersey Shore lead after Eric Brito was plunked. Jared Carr popped up to third for the second out. But then Haoyu Lee hit a line drive to left, and it got down in front of Abraham Almonte, allowed one run to score, made it 5-0. The ball kicked behind Almonte. A second run scored on the E7. And the Blue Claws had a 6-0 lead going to the bottom of the sixth inning. That's when Brooklyn was finally able to get on the board and break up the shutout bid. Not only did they break up the shutout bid, they broke up the no-hit bid as well. Matt Osterberg retired the first 16 batters in a row for Junior Tillian's one-out single in the bottom of the sixth. After Rylan Thomas walked, Alex Ramirez struck out, and that brought up Kevin Parada for our Howl's Potato Chips play of the game. Jacob Melton, Colin Price, Tommy Sacco Jr. all went deep for the Tourists. A flare out behind first. Out is Wingrove. He won't get there. It lands for a base hit. Tillian rounds third. He'll score. Getting waved around is Rylan Thomas. The throw in only makes it a first base. It's a two-run base hit for Kevin Parada. And Brooklyn is on the board. It's 6-2 with two out in the sixth.
That two-run double by Kevin Parada, our play of the game, brought to you by House Potato Chips. New York made and Brooklyn born. House Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, though, that four-run deficit would quickly balloon back to six as Jersey Shore put the capping on the scoring in the top of the seventh. Rickson Wingrove led off the seventh against Major League Rehabber Eliezer Hernandez with a single to right, and on a 3-2 pitch, Marcus Lee Seng sent one of the longest home runs we've seen out of Maimonides Park this season.
3-2. Runner goes. It's scorched in the air to straightaway center field, taking Ramirez back towards the track at the wall, and it's gone. A two-run homer off the bat of Marcus Lee Seng. Alex Ramirez was on his high horse to get to that baseball, but there was only so much real estate for him before he ran out of room. Two-run blast, 8-2 Blue Claws.
That capped the scoring tonight as Jersey Shore takes the opening game of this series 8-2. Winning pitcher Matt Osterberg is fourth straight victory in four starts. Six innings, two runs on two hits, a walk, and eight strikeouts. He's now 5-3. Losing pitcher Jeffrey Colon, he drops to 1-4, gave up six runs, five earned on nine hits, walked one, struck out three in six innings. Final line score tonight, Jersey Shore, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 6. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They left 6. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of the crowd of 4,071 on Catholic Schools Night at Maimonides Park. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we say so long on this Wednesday evening. Hickory defeats Greensboro this afternoon, 6-2. Everything else now has gone final in the league as well. Greenville over Asheville, 11-6. It was Roma, 1-0 shutout at home against Bowling Green. Wilmington wins in Hudson Valley against the Renegades, 5-2. Hudson Valley now 0-4 in the second half after winning the first. And Aberdeen, an 8-3 victory at home over Winston-Salem. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Some controversy at Citi Field over a non-strike or non-swing or swing call, as right now the Brewers have jumped in front of the Mets 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tommy Pham, a home run tonight for New York. Triple-A Syracuse, a 7-4 winner at home against Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Yankees affiliate. Double-A Binghamton behind seven shutout innings from Christian Scott. Shutout Hartford 3-0, Rockies affiliate. Single-A St. Lucie, bottom of the ninth. They trail Dunedin Blue Jays Farm Club 9-5. As a matter of fact, that one has just gone final. Kevin Villavicencio, a grand slam there. And the Florida Complex League Mets walk off the Astros 6-5 in Port St. Lucie. Jesus Baez, the game-winning RBI double in the bottom of the ninth inning. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say so long on this Wednesday evening. Some finals to report on. Braves shut out the Twins this afternoon, 3-0. It was the Nationals over the Mariners, 4-1 in Seattle. Other finals, Blue Jays beat the Giants in Toronto, 6-1. Everything else still in progress, so we'll get underway momentarily. Reds leading in Baltimore, 6-4, top of the eighth inning. Top nine in Pittsburgh, it's the Pirates, 7. And the Padres won. Top of the sixth in Boston, Marlins leading the Red Sox 4-1. It's the Cardinals 7 and the Astros 5. Top of the seventh in St. Louis. Bottom six in Texas, Rangers an 8-0 lead on the Tigers behind Dane Dunning. Phillies leading the Cubs 8-2. That game in the bottom of the fifth at Wrigley Field. Top six in Kansas City, Guardians all over the Royals 8-0. Top of the fourth in Colorado, Rockies 4 and the Dodgers zilch. Just underway in Anaheim, top of the first. White Sox a 2-0 lead on the Angels. Lucas Giolito against Jaime Barria. Diamondbacks and Rays are scoreless at the end of one in Arizona. Zach Davies against Zach Eflin, and they are through one in Oakland. Yankees and A's are scoreless. Domingo Germán against former Yankee prospect J.P. Sears. Our series continues tomorrow night. Another 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch here from Maimonides Park. It'll be a bullpen game for Jersey Shore, so we'll get you their probable starter once that becomes available to us. But for Brooklyn, it'll be Minor League Baseball's ERA leader, Tyler Stewart, 2-0, a 1.44 ERA. He'll get the ball tomorrow night. Gates open at 6. Johnny and I's coverage hits the airwaves at 6:45, leading up to the 7 p.m. first toss right here from Coney Island. That'll do it for us tonight as the Blue Claws take the opening game of this series by a final of 8-2. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long for Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, where again your final tally, the Blue Claws 8 and the Cyclones 2. We hope to have you with us again for game 2 of the 6-game series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network. Yeah.